Okay, we're going to get started. Thank y'all for being so patient and sitting out there in the hot sun. This is, of course, the Vassar Twins and friends, and Vassar is a worldwide renowned, very famous, and my favorite fiddle player in the whole wide world, one of the greatest guys in the universe, as you're fixing to hear. We'll get started now for you. This is a tune called Love Someone Like Me.
Love someone like me.
graveyard, honeybee, your resting place. Nothing but trouble. My daddy was a jockey. He taught me how to ride, once in middle sight, and then from side to side. Nothing but trouble, most the whole night long. I just can't be satisfied, but I just can't keep from trying. My pistol in your face. Let some lonesome graveyard, honey, be your resting place. Nothing but trouble, most the whole night long. I just can't be satisfied, but I just can't keep on by Django Reinhardt in the Hot Club of France. And this is, Vassar did an album not too long ago, a few years back now, with Stefan Grappelli. He and Stefan, and they did this tune and some other ones. It's called The Minor Swing. We're going to slow things down now and do a beautiful song that Angela wrote the words to part of this, and it
actually it was a Christmas song. We liked it so much we wanted to do it all year long, so I changed some of the words, and it's called The River.
Oh, I wish I could have been a sunshine.
Okay. Wow. That was beautiful. This next song is a tune that every time, the first year we played this tune, every time we'd play it, it'd start raining. I don't think there's any chance of that today, but I always mention that up front. We call it the rain song since then, but it was written by a friend of ours, and he wrote it about the mudslides out in California and how his house washed off into nowhere. We don't know exactly where in the ocean it is, but anyway, something like this. The rain. I stand under the downspout, let the water cool my brain. I never thought to worry if the river rolls too high, that all the seeds we planted would be washed out with the tide. Where there's no place to hide. Where there was. cats are loose now. This is a tune that we get to play every now and then. And I learned it when I was growing up and used to play it with Vassar when I first got to know him. And we love it. I love this tune. I never get tired of playing it with Vassar. I have heard some other fiddle players that I get tired of it, but never with Vassar. We played this, gosh, back in the early 1970s, the first time I ever got to pick with Vassar, and we've been picking it a lot since. It's called the Orange Blossom Special. Thank you. Great.
Hot diggity dog!
For sure, Vassar, that's the hottest. We're going to slow things down a little bit, and we'll do a kind of a European sounding tune. I heard this when I was in Ireland. It was actually written by a gal here in the States, but I heard an Irish band do it, and I liked the way they did it, and I wrote this arrangement for it. It goes like this. It's called The Summer Fly, and it has to do with how the summer flies by. Okay, you know, an interesting story. A lot of folks know Vassar from playing with the Grateful Dead and Jerry Garcia and all of them in Odin in the Way album, a lot of those things. But a lot of folks don't know how long Vassar, when he was just a child prodigy, was a... How old were you when you first started with Bill Monroe? 12? At 14. So he started playing with Bill Monroe when he was 14 years old. And that's just awesome. He went up and he heard that Chubby Wife was going to be leaving the band. All the folks in Vassar's town kind of took up a collection, gave it to his folks, and bought him a bus ticket. Little 14-year-old guy got on a bus and rode to Nashville for the first time in his whole life ever out of Florida. Rode up there, got off the bus, asked directions over to the Grand Ole Opry, stood backstage. He couldn't get in, didn't have the money to get in, so he stood out in the parking lot, and Bill Monroe came out and saw this little kid holding the fiddle under. He said, Mr. Monroe, I'd like to audition for your band. And, of course, Bill Monroe fell in love with his playing immediately and got hired on the spot. What an incredible story. But every time we do this next song, I always think of that, because this isn't a Bill Monroe tune, but we've arranged it in our own way. It's called Working on a Building.
James and Bess, we've played many a time together, and I know y'all would probably recognize this song called Caravan. Yeah,
the sun's wreaking havoc with the instruments. We're trying to get them back in tune there.
It's
it sounds like there's more of us when we're out of tune, but something about the je ne sais quoi that when we're in tune, I really like it. Here we go. Everybody real quick while the bass is tuning
Alabama!
There.
Alabama!
I'm from Fort Payne, Alabama, and I really did come from Alabama with a banjo on my knee. I come from a long line of banjo pickers. My mom and dad, grandparents all play. And so I come by it honest, and I love this type of music, and I grew up with it. And it's a thrill to get to come out and share it with all of y'all. My name is James McKinney. This is Angela McKinney, my wife, on guitar and singing vocal. The guy holding down the low ends on the big upright bass, and we had lots of fun on the airplane and missed our flight yesterday out of Detroit. They messed up, and we sat there to midnight. But we're glad to be here and have all our instruments with us. This is Aylin Lane on bass. How about a nice hand for Aylin? And we're going to do a tune that always reminds me of back home. I have a lot of cousins and uncles who do pupwooding for a living. They cut the great big trees and they lumber, but usually it's a one-man operation down in Fort Payne. It's not like the lumbering around here where you have the big equipment and everything. They do it by hand. And I always think of my cousins when I do this next song. It's about the pines, and it's called My Sweetheart of the Pines. This next tune is another Bill Monroe tune that I really love, and we got to play this for him a few years ago before he passed away, and he came up to me afterwards. It's always nervous to play a tune that Bill wrote himself in front of him, because he always comes up and critiques you, says something, and he gave me the greatest compliment I ever had, ever, from anybody. He came up and said, "Son, that's mighty powerful the way you do my number. I like that." So that made me feel really good, and I love this tune, but I always think about Bill when we play it. He was a good man and had some great music in him. This one is called In Despair. For you now that we rearranged this is an old what's the guy's name?
Charlie Pride.
Yeah, Charlie Pride, country music. Charlie Pride did this tune, and we arranged it up quite different, but it's a beautiful song in a minor key called Missing You.
Wake up every morning,
we're so excited. This is the first time I've been to Wisconsin before, so I'm like real excited about being here. I'm going to walk around when I get done here and check out the beauty around here. But I also wanted to thank you. We got in a little late last night. We got to Detroit. The plane wouldn't wait for us. So they went on, although they were sitting there. But we had some people come and pick us up that were out there late getting us and bringing us over here. We just wanted to tell them thank you very much. It was Ben and Ellie and James and Alan. And so we just want to say thank you. And we also are just thrilled that y'all had us out.
The staff here is so nice.
Here's an old-time number called the Wild Bill Jones. This is an old Ralph Stanley-ish kind of modal tune. It goes like this.
Just let it blow out. Y'all bear with us. Believe it or not, this sun is wearing us out.
We're going to do a tune that Vassar wrote, and this is my favorite tune that he wrote, although he's written a lot that I really like. This is called The Lonesome Fiddle Blues, and it also was a good portion of The Devil Went Down to Georgia. That was they took a long excerpt of that, and that was cool. Charlie did it, but it's cooler when Vassar does it. Well, Vassar got money for it, so he was happy. We were happy that y'all liked The Devil Went Down to Georgia. But I like the way Vassar plays this. He did. He bought him dinner and a whole lot of stuff. Charlie Daniels is a good friend of ours, so we pick with him every chance we get. And it goes like this. Blues. This next tune is a cool song that we stole from the Judds and rearranged in an acoustic way. It's called I Know Where I'm Going.
songs and makes them original. Takes them and rearranges them. Okay, James is going to play a song for y'all. James failed to mention, but I'll let him mention it.
I failed to mention, but...
You can tell they're married, can't you?
We talk for each other a lot, and I'm going to do a special number just for you folks. In 1982, I think I won the National Banjo Championships for the first time. And I'd like to do a number for you. I arranged for that. Well, they take just a second and get them a drink of water and all that kind of thing. This is Beethoven's Fifth Symphony. It's my arrangement for it on the five-string banjo. If you don't like classical music, it's only a minute and 30 seconds long, so they have to drink real fast. And if you do like it, it's enough to let you know that I like it too, and we get to share this moment together. This is Beethoven's Fifth Symphony. Do one just me and the bass player while everybody's kind of getting out of the shade for just a second and recouping, get them a drink of water. Let's do the Foggy Mountain Special. This is an Earl Scruggs tune that he wrote, and give the bass player a chance to do a little picking. We got a couple of numbers here, and then we'll get the other guys back. Thank you. Okay, we're gonna. We're gonna do the Black Mountain Rag. This is on Vassar's new album, and I think they have some out, if you think. An old time number that the Fiddlers have done for years and years. And this is Vassar's cool new arrangement of it. For you folks, it's good to see all your smiling faces. It's an honor to be able to perform for you guys and get to play with these folks up here I love so much. And this is one that's an old-time banjo tune called the Train 45.
Thank you.
legendary Vassar Clemons.